Blog Talk Radio.
Death for the flawless makes the awful useful. Tether the lion, the Zion, but I am proof. Restricted can't identify the fruit. Gotta let it pour until I'm empty, cause if I hold it in me, I'ma jeopardize the youth. My little brother in prison, I'm trying to give him Christ. At the same time, explain why he been in his life. But regardless of my failures and my shortcomings, what I can't do is not tell him that the Lord want him.
Welcome to Her New Narratives, and I am Carlinda, if those that don't know. Today I'm going to cover the Beatitude, and if you have your Bibles, you can follow along. If not, that's okay, but I'm going to read them. So, okay, the Beatitudes is in Matthew 5, and it's, okay, let me start reading. Now when I saw the crowd, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because your great reward is in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. So, what got me thinking about this is that, you know, I mean, are we really thirsty and hungry, you know, for righteousness, for the kingdom of God, you know, or are we following man? You know, later today, or earlier today, I should say, I had a conversation with someone, and we were talking about how this world deceives us and makes us think, you know, that we have rights and we have, you know, all this stuff when we actually don't, you know, and Congress and Senate, you know, of the government is taking our rights slowly, you know, underneath our nose. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are sleeping, you know, and they're not woke, you know. And so I wanted to, you know, touch on the righteousness of God. You know, the righteousness of God, you know, is everything, you know. And it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. And, you know, that's talking about the alcoholic too, you know, because the alcoholic is not thirsty for alcohol. The alcoholic is thirsty for God, you know. And so, you know, there's different ways of looking at this and different ways that it can be interpreted. But, you know, and another thing too is that, you know, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. You know, and God has shown me a lot of mercy. You know, and so, you know, I got to repay that back and be merciful to others. You know, I can't be on the defense all the time thinking that this and that and the other about somebody. You know, and you know, the thing is is that, you know, being shown mercy, you know, if you want God to show you mercy and Jesus to show you mercy, well, then you've got to be merciful to others, you know, as well. You know, you can't just take and take and take from the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, you know, and not reciprocate and do the same stuff, you know, that you're getting, you know. And we need to stop judging others, and, you know, we need to stop judging others, because, you know, the same amount of judgment that you, or mercy, the lack of it, is the same that you're going to get back, you know. And so, you know, I just want to, you know, drill that home to you guys, because, you know, what we put out there is what we get, you know. And so, you know, we can't constantly be given, you know, foolishness and drama and nonsense stuff, you know. And so, you know, for me, you know, I've been shown a lot of mercy and a lot of grace, but much given is much required. You know, so now that I'm in the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, you know, I have to, you know, do extra, more than what other people may have to do, you know. And I believe that the grace and the mercy, you know, is tailor-made for each one of us, you know, and God meets us where we're at in Him, you know. And I was having a really good conversation with someone earlier today, and you know, I mean, the government isn't righteous, you know, these crackpot politicians, they're not right race, you know, they're not in the kingdom of God, you know. I mean, they're shedding darkness is what they are, you know, by being affiliated with all these different religions and different practices, you know, and witchcraft, you know, and stuff like that, you know. And so, you know, today made me realize some things, you know, that God has been trying to talk to me about, but I haven't been listening, you know. And I'm, you know, and the thing is that a lot of women, they, and a lot of men are like, well, I wish I had a wife, or I wish I had a husband, you know. And especially, I'm talking more on the female side, you know, than I am the male side. But, you know, in order to get a husband of your liking and everything according to God, you know, before you get that, you need to learn how to submit to God first, before He can ever bring you a husband. Because, you know, if you can't submit to God, then you won't be able to submit to your husband, and then there's a problem. There's a real problem with that. And so, you know, I want to visit this stuff, you know, more, you know. And so, you know, for me and my house, I choose to serve the Lord, you know, instead of man, you know. And we can get, even I can get carnal minded, you know, and think carnal mindedly instead of in the supernatural, you know, and where I'm supposed to be seeing things in the first place is in the supernatural, not the carnal-minded men ways, you know, and so, yeah, I welcome anybody to read the Beatitudes and stuff. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, you have to read all of the Bible, you know, and not disregard any of it, you know, because in order to have a healthy spiritual life, you need to go into the Old Testament and the New Testament both, because they're ingredients for a healthy spiritual life. You know, and that's what the Beatitudes are really talking about, is a healthy spiritual life. You know, and the way to think and act. You know, and you know, I mean, our thoughts can even be transformed. You know, because that's where it all stems from anyway, is the thoughts in your head, you know, and then you act upon them or whatever, you know, you do with them. And that's not always good to do that. So, you know, I encourage you to really sit for a while and think about things, you know, and think about, well, is my relationship with Jesus Christ more important than my relationship with Susie or Joey, you know? And so, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different factors in this, you know, and everything, you know, and it's a wide variety of things that it covers in the Beatitudes, you know, and we have to have the attitude of gratitude. And when we have the attitude of gratitude, then what generally happens is that we start displaying the godliness inside of us. You know, because there is godliness in each one of us if we are in the kingdom and in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know, and so, you know, for me, I have to, you know, think about these things and ponder on these day and night, you know. And at night, I take a spiritual inventory of myself for every day, and I assess myself every day. You know, did I have a resentment? Was I dishonest? Was I afraid? You know, and what did I pack into the stream of life, you know, for today, you know? And what did I do for God that day? You know, and stuff like that, you know, and so, yeah, I mean, it's simple, but it's not easy, you know, if you want a relationship with God, you're going to have to, you know, step it up a notch, you know, for some people, you know, and, I want to reiterate that God does love you and you're a child of Him if you've accepted Him into your heart, you know, and He loves each and every one of us, but He's not going to be the second man in command. You know, He's going to be the first one in command of your life, And I'm mine too. You know, and either you want God or you don't, you know, and you know, either you're gonna show mercy to people, you know, be meek, you know, and stuff, you know, and crave for the thirst of God, or you're not, you know, I mean, it's that simple, you know, and but it's not easy at the same time, because once you make that a conscious decision on your part, the enemy tries to get in there and tries to, you know, stir things up, you know. And so, you know, I mean, we gotta be on guard for that, you know. And, you know, for me, you know, it's real imperative that I have a relationship with God, because if I don't have a relationship with God, I'm surely going to go back out and do the drugs and do the prostitution and the whole nine yards, you know, and so on and so forth. You know, and I never want to go back to that life. You know, there's nothing in it but self-destruction and you know, full of foolery, you know, and full of drama. And one thing I've learned is drama can only survive when there's an audience. So, you know, if you are, you know, if you are participating in drama, well, then you're the audience, you know, and you can't, you know, come back as a victim and say, well, this and this and this happened, and this is why this is happening. Well, you know, you have plenty of warning before, you know, and so it's not by no surprise, you know, and there is a solution, but people don't want to face the solution. The solution is God, you know, and Jesus Christ, and if you can't accept that solution, well, then you can't accept Christ or my lifestyle, you know, that I've developed for myself. You know, and so I just wanted to come up on here and drop a word in for this week, and I hope it was a good word, you know, and somebody had something, you know, that somebody got filled in the spirit, you know, and, yeah, so I just want to thank everybody for coming on and listening and stuff. And it's always a pleasure to see some of my subscribers listening to this stuff, you know. And so, you know, I mean, I want to thank the ones that are my mentors and stuff, and in advance, you know, and for me, you know, today, you know, I have to, you know, have God in everything I do, you know, because if I don't, I'm surely into trouble, and I'm resting on my laurels, and I'm being showing the spirit of, you know, disobedience to God, and that's not going to fly, because God will make sure that you follow His will, you know, if you don't take those down, you know. And so I just wanted to encourage people to, you know, think more godly and think upon the scripture that we read Matthew chapter 5, because it's really a good piece of information that's in the Bible, you know, and it's confirmation to me, you know, and it's a little frustrating when in the first 8 years of your life you didn't talk, and then you started to talk, and then you got all this stuff to say, you know, and it's hard to stay quiet, but I've learned how to stay quiet. And when it's my turn to do, if it's my time to say something to Brother Rick that owns this place, you know, you're in the wrong and this is how, you know, I mean, and it not turn into an argument is absolutely amazing. That's a God. So anyway, I'm going to close this out, but I want to close that with this. Please don't leave 5 minutes before the miracle happens. And righteousness is better than unrighteousness. So I hope you guys have a great weekend and a great coming week next week. And we will sure see you next week.
They can retreat when they're being persecuted by these Satanist priests. When it's said it's the faith that they preach, and this for the martyrs. Thousands of Christians are slaughtered because they commit to the Father. This shit of faith is even for what they believe in. But these saints never quit, they go harder. This for the missionaries because it is scary. Some are beaten, some shot in the kill. They know they could end up buried in the cemetery, but they give all they got in the field. And this for the past, the book is the last. The shepherd, the flock, and they live for the master. Live for the master. They're not chasing rewards in this life, they know where to come after. Whoa. I couldn't believe my eyes on the screen. I see Nikes put 21 guys on their knees, and these Christians were beheaded right on the beach. And that's the blood color, the tide in the sea. I broke down and started to cry because we can worship at the service time that we please. And praying, open up our Bibles and read. These father brothers out there dying were free. They're martyred because they won't deny them, but we deny them every time we're silent. We be in the church, but rarely go outside it to preach. Watching them solidify it beneath my behind, and bravery's inspiring me. So from here on out, the lions unleash. The Lord, before I join the silence, I plead. Ha! Jesus gave his life for me and he proud. Life for me and he proud. How can I not want these people to know? Want these people to know? Now, see, they're fighting to put a ban on his name so they can throw us in the slammer and chains. But they give the odds us to stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. America's the new Gomorrah, and we have been doing what Sodom did. Millions are murdered in abortions, and we don't do nothing about it, kid. They marry men and girls with girls, if that's something you got a problem with. They'll start to spew all types of hate, and they'll say, it's you that's intolerant. They tell us knowledge is obtained in all of our schools and these colleges. But that's where our children are misled. They're taught there's no proof that in God exists. They tell our kids to what you feel, see, they got polluting their minds with this. Our hearts are deceitful and they're wicked, and it's just foolish to follow it. But enough with it is not enough, they want us to approve of this godlessness. We can agree to disagree, but no, they say choose who you siding with. I'm never scared, the choice is easiest, but yes, you were in God I live. I poked the RC and I was squatting and poop on your bop for me. Cats packing, cats shooting, two popping glass to your house, they will come. To your house, they will come. Rat, tat, 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 boom, 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 pop, pop, pop. That's the sound of the gun. That's the sound of the gun. If ever they run upon me and put rugas in my head and say, my head and say, see now your God, I'm screaming, Christ is real, hallelujah, I'm free. Hallelujah, I'm free. Hallelujah, I'm free. Hallelujah, I'm free. it's like for me any problem.
Like for me any problem.
How can I not want these people to know? See, they're fighting to put a ban on his name, so they can throw us in the slammer and chains. But they get the odds to stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.